And now, in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you chewing enjoyment, presents for your listening enjoyment, Gangbusters! For chewing enjoyment plus long-lasting refreshment, treat yourself to Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. The lively, full-bodied flavor cools your mouth and freshens your taste. The pleasant chewing helps keep your throat moist and adds enjoyment to whatever you're doing. So always keep a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy. Enjoy it often, every day, as millions do. Now, Gangbusters.
Good evening, Gangbusters listeners. Some criminals seem to have an instinctive desire to hurt, to inflict pain and terror with sudden, unexpected brutality. But tonight's case involves such a man, the series of some of the most brutal crimes ever committed in the largest city in the nation, New York.
To bring you tonight's report, Gangbusters has asked John J. Sullivan, former deputy commissioner and chief of detectives, Police Department, City of New York, to narrate by proxy the case of the Manhattan Rampage. Please continue, Commissioner Sullivan.
It was about 2 p.m. of a summer's day in 1952 when a black sedan pulled up in front of a small factory building on a little frequented Brooklyn street.
Keep the motor running, Jenny.
Okay. Think anyone will steal the car while we're gone?
You're so funny, you make me sick. Come on, let's go.
Chuck, you sure this is the place?
Yeah. We'll go in this door. We're right in the office.
Hold it.
What now?
Look in the window here. You can see right into the office.
What about it?
There's a copper in there.
Yeah. Must have gone with the old guy when he picked up the payroll. Don't you worry about him. I'll take care of him. I'll take care of him. Come on. Get your gun ready. As soon as we get in, you cover the old guy behind the cage. Leave the copper to me. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, then let's go.
Keep your hands up.
Officer.
Yeah.
Get this
officer. Copper. Copper.
Copper.
You're killing him.
Shut up.
You.
Yeah. You better shut up or you'll get it, too. Okay, now come on out from behind that cage. Bring the cash box with you.
But,
I said come on.
Look out, timer. We mean business.
All right. All right.
Okay, give it to me.
What?
That's all there, I think. About $7,000. Get away from that cop.
But he looks awful. You must have fractured his skull.
I said get away from him.
But someone should call a doctor.
Not you, mister. You're going for a ride.
Me? But why?
We like it that way. It's safer.
About an hour later, Henry Stark, the elderly paymaster of the victimized firm, was let out of the car in the Bronx, unhurt but badly frightened. He immediately contacted a police officer and was soon at headquarters giving his account of the robbery to Sergeant Jim Lewis and Detective William Rogers of the robbery squad.
That one man was so tensed up, I think I'm lucky I'm still alive. What about the officer?
Fractured skull, but he'll be all right.
I'd sure like to get those guys. You sure about your description, Mr. Stark?
Positive. Like I said, they were both between 25 and 30. The one who hit the officer had the most vicious face I've ever seen. I'll never forget. The other one was chubby and had a little mustache, you know, like Rod LaRocque in the movies.
Who?
That was before your time, Sergeant. Let's say like Ronald Colburn.
Oh. And none of them are here in the Rose Gallery.
But as far as I can tell, I must have looked at thousands of pictures. I'm tired. I'd like to rest.
Oh, of course, Mr. Stark. You go on home. If we need you again, we'll get in touch with you. And thank you very much.
But that's all right. I'll find my own way out. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Mr. Stark.
Well?
That's what I say. Well.
You know, this is the sixth job in the last few weeks, and all of them, we get the same general description. None of the victims have been able to find anything here in the gallery.
Don't you think I know?
Want to go across the street, cup of coffee?
I think I could use it. One of these characters sure seems to get pleasure out of being cruel.
Yeah, so I noticed. And that spells trouble.
What kind of trouble do you mean?
Well, a guy like that's almost a sure bet to end up killing, and we've got to find him before he does it.
Well, pretty boy. Mike made a nice sale there, didn't he? Now, don't worry. Mike will be back right away. He's just carrying the sherry to the woman's place for the party. Oh, more customers. Don't have to wait for Mike.
You won't have to wait, mister. Open that cash register quick.
But I don't work here.
I don't want any arguments. You won't open it, I'll come around there myself and open it. You lousy bird.
Dirty boy. When you knock this cage down, he'll be hurt.
Never mind.
But he didn't do it. No.
Didn't you hear me? You get the register, Johnny, while I take care of this guy.
Okay.
You come over here with me, little man.
What are you going to do?
I'm
going to
teach you a little manners. That's what I'm going to do. Come on. Come on!
All set, Chuck.
In a minute. I don't like the way you talk to me.
I didn't say anything.
You're arguing with me. Don't argue with me.
Sure, sure. Don't point that gun at my head.
Why not? You afraid it might go off?
Yes.
I got news for you, mister. You're right. Oh! See? You were right.
You nuts. What did you shoot him for? Come on, let's get out of here fast.
All right, keep out.
Boy, this crowd sure do like to see blood.
Oh, sure, Frank, as long as it's somebody else's.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Medical examiner ought to be here soon.
Yeah, look over there. A cage on the floor. Now, take it easy. I won't hurt you. Come on. Ah, that's better.
Hello, Sergeant.
Hi, Bill. I just picked up the report.
Oh, you, know Frank Papen, don't you, Sergeant?
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
You pick up anything on this?
Well, there was a woman, Sergeant. Said she saw two men run into a car.
Get any kind of a look at them?
Not much, but... Well, generally, it's what you were afraid of.
The same two, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Remember I said someday that guy would kill? And he sure did it. But we'll snag him, Bill. I'm sure of that, too.
It's not going to be easy the way they flit around.
Yeah, I know. But sooner or later, those two babies will try to hold up where we're waiting for them. And that's the day they'll find themselves facing the wrong end of a gun.
Friends, next time you chew a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, notice how cool and fresh it makes your mouth feel. That's because Wrigley's Spearmint Gum has lots of lively, refreshing flavor in every stick. The minute you sink your teeth in, that cooling flavor begins to freshen your taste and relieve that hot, dry feeling in your throat. It sweetens the breath, too. Millions of people carry Wrigley's Spearmint Gum with them wherever they go for quick, long-lasting refreshment and for real chewing enjoyment. Next time you're at the store, get some Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Enjoy its refreshing flavor and good, pleasant chewing often every day. Remember, that's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. Now, back to Gangbusters and former Deputy Commissioner and Chief of Detectives, John J. Sullivan, New York.
Well, Gangbusters listeners, the New York Police Commissioner, together with his Chief of Detectives, devised a plan to cope with these ruthless gunmen, and many traps were set up throughout the city. Well, just a few days after the killing in an 8th Avenue bar...
Hello, Johnny.
What? Chuck, where have you been?
Oh, just walking around, looking for a little excitement.
Excitement? Boy, you don't know when you've had it. I got scared. Thought maybe the cops had picked you up.
Hey, waiter, two beers.
Still think we ought to lay low instead of walking around town.
Look, if you want to lay low, lay low. Don't bother me. I do what I want, you do what you want.
Cut it, the waiter.
Pay for it, will you, Johnny?
Don't tell me you're broke.
Pay for it, pay for it.
Okay. Here.
Some tip, huh? That's weird. Well...
Here's to nothing. Ah, that's better. No, I ain't broke. I just figured you owed me a beer, that's all.
Okay. Maybe you ought to take some advice with that beer, too.
You gonna drink yours?
No, take it.
Thanks. You know, you're the only guy I like, Johnny. The only guy.
Well, then listen to me. You were nuts enough to bump that guy. You didn't have to.
It was a pest.
They pick you up, but don't do me no good to lay low, because you'll spill.
What do you mean?
Never mind, never mind. Believe me, Chuck, we're red hot.
Oh, will you stop worrying? No cop will find us.
Is that so? Look over by the door. Look what just come in.
A couple of cops, huh? Just a routine check.
I'm not so sure.
Wait a minute. They're looking this way, Johnny. They come over here.
Don't be a sap again. Come on. There's a back way out of this joint. I spotted it. Come on.
I guess you're right.
This way. Through this door. Quick.
Okay, okay. It's dark in here.
Just follow me. There's another door leads to the street.
Ah, careful. Done.
Here it is. I was kind of close.
We're okay now, ain't we?
Yeah, but for how long? Will you listen to me, Chuck? Just this once.
What do you want me to do?
Come up to my joint with you and stay there. Just a week, that's all. Just a week. Give things a chance to cool off. Will you do that?
Will you do that? Will you do that? All right, I'll do it.
Hey, Chuck, go easy on that, will you? It's the last bottle we got.
Nuts to you, Johnny.
Give it up, man.
Don't go grabbing things like that from me, Johnny. I'm warning you.
I just don't want you to drink up all the liquor.
You're asking for trouble, Johnny. You're asking for trouble.
God! Go on, it to you. I want to win back the 50 you took from me last night.
I'm sick of it.
What's the matter with you anyhow, Chuck?
Looking at you, playing cards, locked up in this lousy apartment. I don't want no more of it.
5 days. 5 days. That's all we've been here. We've got to stick it out a little longer.
Oh, I don't know why I let you talk me into it in the first place. Your chicken and I fall for it.
Oh, come on, Chuck. Relax. Let's play cards.
Cards is what I think of cards.
You are going nuts.
What are you going to do about it, Johnny?
Nothing.
Yeah. Chicken. I'm getting out of here.
Be reasonable, will you? Chuck, we've been partners for 2 years now, isn't that right?
So?
We got along, didn't we?
What do you want me to do, play hearts and flowers? I'm not sticking, that's all. Maybe you can sit here and stew forever. I'm not built that way.
Yeah. The only way you're built is to bang someone over the head or pull a trigger.
Like this, you mean?
Put that gun away, Chuck.
Why? You afraid I pull the trigger on you? You just got through saying we were partners. We got along. I wouldn't pull the trigger on my partner, would I?
Put away, Chuck, will you?
Put it away, Chuck, will you? Sure, I'll put it away right in your stomach.
What did you do that for? What kind of stunt was that?
Look at you. Why don't you straighten up, Johnny, huh? You got a pain somewhere, maybe?
I'll straighten up all right. I'll break your lousy neck.
Yeah, if you got a chance, you mean?
This is one time too many. Don't.
Come on. Come on, get up. Get up! You wanted to break my neck? Come on, do it. Maybe I ought to use this gun right now.
No, Chuck, don't. Look, Chuck, I didn't mean it. Honest. Chuck, please.
Here.
Chuck, what was it you wanted to do? You wanted to go out? Okay, we'd go out. Anything you say.
All right. All right.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks. You're real pal.
All right, save it. Let's get going.
Where?
I don't know. We'll heist a car, maybe. We'll pick a spot, maybe make a couple of bucks. Got a little excitement.
But you think it's safe?
I thought you said you were going.
Yeah, sure.
All right, then come on. Runs smooth, don't she? I said she runs smooth.
Yeah.
You're not sore, are you?
Watch where you're driving.
Better off, Johnny. We're out in the air, driving in a new car, getting a little fun out of life.
Past a red light.
So what?
So a cop might stop us, that's what. We don't have to explain where we got the car, do we? Or didn't you think of that?
No, I didn't.
Hey, slow down. There are lots of cops around Times Square, even at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, Johnny. Anything you say.
You know where you're going?
Well, I figured we'd go along 41st Street, turn up 8th Avenue, and then maybe we'll see it.
I guess it's as good as anything else. Now what?
Red light, Johnny. You see, I'm doing what you said. What more can you ask?
Go ahead, it turned green.
Right.
Look out! Why don't you watch the lights, you jerk?
I'd like to have rammed that guy once.
Oh, wouldn't you like to ram? After this one, I think I'm checking out.
What'd you say?
Nothing. Here's 8th Avenue. Turn right.
Hey, look up ahead.
I don't see anything.
Not on your side, on mine. That fight outside the bar. Looks like a real scrap, huh?
Yeah. What are you stopping for?
Want to get out and watch.
That fight?
Yeah, sure. Looks like a good one.
Don't be a sap.
Oh, come on. Only take a couple of minutes.
But the cops, they'll be coming to break it up.
So what? They don't know us. Come on, Johnny. Well, are you coming?
I'll break your neck for you.
Come on, hurry up, Johnny. Looks like a real bloody one. Look at that little guy. Come on, give it to him. Atta boy, give it to him.
Chuck, the cops are coming, like I said. Let's get out of here.
Ah, they don't know us, Johnny. I want to watch this. Come on, hit him, hit him.
All right, now break it up, break it up. Come on, now break it up. Come on, all of you.
All right, get moving,
come
get
on.
Moving, all of you. Come on now. That's it, on your way. You guys want to fight, join the Marines.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah?
Those two babies walking across that convertible?
Sure.
Remember the two hoods we're keeping an eye out for? The ones who killed that man in the liquor store?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Bill. Could be. They're the kind to be interested in a street fight.
All right, let's get over there. Yeah.
Hey, you two. Stay out of that car a minute.
What do you want, officer?
We just want to talk to you.
I warned
you. Shut up. Talk? Sure. I'll say.
Look out, Frank, his gun!
Oh, come on, Johnny, run for it.
You all right, Frank?
Yeah, yeah.
Just a scratch. Let's get after him. There they are, behind that car.
Stay away, coppers!
Can't shoot at him from here, too many people.
I know, I know. We'll have to rush him. Come on, Bill.
Yeah. Hey.
There goes one of them. You hit him, Bill.
All right, here comes Wickers. He'll take the one that's down. Let's get the other guy.
He ducked down behind that other car, I think. Over there.
Quick, before he gets away in that car.
Yeah.
Don't shoot anymore.
Throw your gun away, mister.
Yeah, sure. Oh, my hand. You hit my hand.
All right, come on. Out of the car.
All right, but don't shoot.
Yeah, frisk him, Bill.
I got nothing on me, honest.
All right, he's clean.
What about Chuck? What happened to Chuck?
You got it in the leg. You'll meet him in that headquarters.
Him and his excitement.
What's that?
He had to have excitement. He had to watch a street fight. He'll never learn.
I think he learned this time, mister. Okay, let's go.
With the capture of the two gunmen, identified as Clarence Sims and Cecil Johnson, the activities of the vicious holdup gang were stopped. Both men were quickly brought to trial, resulting in a 10 to 30-year sentence for Johnson and a 35 to 40-year sentence for Sims in May of 1953. They are now in Sing Sing.
Thank you, John J. Sullivan, former Deputy Commissioner and Chief of Detectives, New York City Police. In just a moment, Gangbusters Nationwide Clues. Friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a refreshing, delicious treat you can enjoy even while you're working, driving your car, or busy doing other things. Just chew it as long as you like. The pleasant chewing will make the time pass more pleasantly for you, and you'll enjoy that cooling, refreshing flavor. It'll help to keep your mouth and throat moist. A real help on warm summer days. Keep a package or two of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy all the time. Chew and enjoy it often as millions do. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. And now, Gangbusters Nationwide Clues, broadcast every week to assist American police in their war against the underworld. Attention all citizens, watch for Lloyd Reed Russell, one of the 10 most wanted men, sought by the FBI for unlawful flight to avoid confinement or crime of assault, his official description.
Lloyd Reed Russell, age 31, 5 feet 1 half inch, 147 pounds, small build, brown hair, bald on top, brown eyes, medium complexion. May seek work as fireman or farmer. This man has two prominent scars. One 3.5-inch ragged laceration center of forehead. One 3-inch cut on forehead above right eye. Also has noticeable scar on left eyebrow near nose. Has a very broad nose.
Caution, Russell is probably armed and he is considered dangerous. He has twice escaped from custody and once wounded a police officer in fleeing from prison. Attention all citizens and police officers. Be on alert for Robert Dold, who is wanted by the FBI for unlawful flight to avoid confinement for the crime of armed robbery.
Robert Arnold Dold, alias Pineapple, age 26, 5 feet 8 1/2 inches, 158 pounds, medium build, blonde hair, blue eyes, fair complexion. Occupations, machinist, radio repairman, sign painter, seaman. This fugitive has 1/4-inch scar left side of neck. Tattoo of anchor and shield with inscription USMS on right forearm. And tattoo on left leg. He reportedly plays bass fiddle, enjoys auto racing, roller skating, and fishing. May wear mustache.
Caution, Dold has fired at a pursuer. May be armed and should be considered dangerous. If you have any information concerning these clues, notify your local police, the nearest office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or Gangbusters at once. Tonight's Gangbusters case was dramatized by Art Wallace and directed by Leonard L. Bass, with Larry Haynes and Mason Adams in leading roles. The entire production was supervised for CBS Radio by John Ives. Gaylord Avery speaking. Gangbusters, a production of CBS Radio, in cooperation with Phillips H. Lord, is brought to you each week, same time, same station, by Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat you can enjoy even while you're busy. This is the CBS Radio Network.